Parsha Vayera, starting right after or connected directly to the end of the Parsha that we learned yesterday. So yesterday, Avraham Avinu is getting the tzivui of a Brit Milah, and the Torah described that Avraham Avinu ve'Avraham ben 99 shana b'imolo b'sar ulato. He was 99 years when he did the Brit, and he did it to Ishmael, his son, that was 13, etc. And then the Torah says, "Be'etzem ayom azen nimol Avraham v'Ishmael beno v'chol anshe beito yelid bayit miknat kesef med bnei nechar nimol leito." So Avraham Avinu did the Brit with his son Ishmael and with all the people that basically we know that were the bnei bayit of Avraham, even if they weren't Jewish, if there is any meaning for Jewish in that generation before Matan Torah, etc. And then starting our week Parsha, in describing Avraham Avinu with the famous visit by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and after that meeting the angel that coming dressed out and being his guest, so the Torah telling us, "Vayera elav Hashem be'elonei mamrev hu yoshev petach ha'ol kichom hayom." So the Torah described that Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Avraham in a place that called Elonei Mamre. Who was Mamre? So the previous time that we beat Mamre was in last week Parsha, meaning the one that we learned yesterday, when Avraham Avinu going to save Lot from the four kings. So the Torah telling us that he took Yelidei Beito, and then when Melech Zdom coming and tell him, you know, take everything, he says, "I will not take anything, but Aner Eshkol u'Mamre hem yikchu chelkam." So these three fellows, Aner Eshkol u'Mamre, are present to us in the Parshia of the war that Avraham Avinu had. The Midrash actually, when the Midrash described and giving us a little bit of information about Aner Eshkol u'Mamre, so the Midrash Rabbah says, "Vatamo tzara," regarding next week Parsha, Parashat Chayei Sarah, "Vatamo tzara b'kriyat arba," why it's called kriyat arba, "arba shemot nikeula, lama kore ota kriyat arba, shedamu ba arba tzadikim," four tzadikim. Right, so we know Kriyat Arba or later on, but you're going today to Hebron. So the Midrash says, "Lama kore ota Kriyat Arba shedaru ba'arba'a tzadikim." Who was the four tzadikim? The Midrash says, "Aner Eshkol u'Mamre Avraham v'nimolu ba'arba'a tzadikim Avraham enor Eshkol u'Mamre." So four tzadikim lived over there, and four tzadikim had the brit over there, and that's obviously we see very clearly that the Midrash doesn't mention Ishmael as one of the four tzadikim, but he mentioned Avraham, Aner Eshkol u'Mamre. Saying all that was all only as a little bit background to a fascinating Midrash that coming on our first pasuk of the Parsha, as I mentioned. So again, we're speaking about Avraham Avinu after the brit, and the Torah feel that it's significant to mention that he was sitting in a place called Elonei Mamre. And the Midrash referred to that, asking what's significant about the place that called Elonei Mamre. So the Midrash says like that, "Rabbi Azariah ben Shem Rabbi Yehuda b'Shem Rabbi Simon," right? Telling us that when Kadosh Baruch Hu, "Ken b'sha'a she'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu le'Avraham lamul, halach v'nimlach b'shloshet o'avav." So listen to that, very interesting, right? Maybe as a continuation to what Rav Mordi was speaking over here on Thursday. Avraham Avinu getting the tzivui to do the Brit Milah, right? We have the vision of Avraham Avinu, the one that God tell him to take his son, right? And sacrifice him, and he's doing it right away. But over here the Midrash described something else. When Kadosh Baruch Hu tell Avraham Avinu to go and do the Brit Milah, says the Midrash, "Halach v'nimlach b'shloshot o'avav." He went and consulted with his three fellows. With the three fellows we know, Aner Eshkol u'Mamre. Meaning, Avraham Avinu is going and asked, you know, "What do you think? God told me to do this Brit Milah. What do you think? Is that a good idea?" Right? And the Midrash brings the answers. Right? Says the Midrash, "Amar lo Aner, kvar ben mea shana ata, v'ata olech u'metzair et atzmecha." So Aner says, "Listen, you're an old man. You know, the old man going into surgery, you don't know how you will come out from it." Right? That's what the Midrash says, that Aner told him, basically, "Don't do it. It's dangerous." Right? Coming, Eshkol, Amar lo Eshkol, and says, "Mat holech u'mesayin metatzmecha ben son echa." So Eshkol told him, "You know, You don't want to be different than anyone else. Nobody else did Brit Milah. You will be doing Brit Milah. You will consider me like a snob. You know, you separate yourself from anyone else. And coming Mamre, telling us the Midrash, coming Mamre and says, אלוקיך שעמד לך בכבשן האש ובמלאכים וברעבון והדבר הזה שאמר לך למול אין אתה שומע לו? Right? So coming, Mamre says to Avram Avinu, this God that saved you from Nimrod when he threw you into the fire, he saved you in the famine in Egypt, and he basically protecting you all the time, and in the war against the four kings, and you're not going to listen to him. And therefore says the Midrash, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to reveal to Avraham specifically in the part of Mamre, and that's why Belone Mamre. Now, the Midrash is fascinating anyway, but the question that we need to ask ourselves, what was going on into the mind of Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu got the tzibur from Kadosh Baruch Hu, the same Avraham Avinu that, you know, one parshia later on, after he was waiting 100 years for his son, right away when Kadosh Baruch Hu telling him, the Torah telling us, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, Vayachvoshet Chamorol, he did it quickly in the morning, he didn't want to delay the mitzvah. Now, before that, when Kadosh Baruch Hu telling him about the Brit, he started to consult, started to ask questions, his friend, should I do it? Shouldn't I do it? You know, and listen to their advice. I think the point is different. Avraham Avinu was clearly, you know, looking for the best way to promote the emunah in Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And Avraham Avinu was thinking, what is the best way? And I think the two advice that he got from Eshkol and Mamre are something that a lot of time going into our mind. Sometimes you're in a society and you want to make a difference. You want to be a leader. You want to make a change. You want to take people with you. Sometimes the right way is like Eshkol said it. Don't separate yourself. Be part of the chevre if you want to change them. But there is also a danger in that. Because when you're part of a chevre, sometimes you're also being influenced by them. And therefore, coming my man says, no, you have to be showing them the way. Showing them the way sometimes is to take an action that look a little bit weird, look a little bit different, look a little bit, maybe even snow in that regard. But there's a point behind it. And by the way, Avraham Avinu, the continuation of the Parsha, exactly proved that Avraham Avinu didn't do it to be a snob. He did it because he understood what Kadosh Baruch Hu told him. He did it because he understood the advice of Mamre. But right away, what is the next thing that the Torah is telling us? He's sinning, he's recovering from the Brit, and the first thing that he's doing, he sees three Arabs, according to the Midrash, describing coming, and he's getting up, says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, excuse me, I have a mitzvah to fulfill, and he's running in order to bring them in and serve them. So, we need to think that in different situation in our life, what is the right way to act? When we know that something is right, and we want to make a change, not just for ourselves, but also for the people around us. And all of us sitting over here are not just potential leaders, but we're looking on each one of us and you as leaders already. We need to think what would be the best way to do it. Sometimes it's from inside, and sometimes it's from outside.